Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Trekkers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trekker died and only three were wounded. Now, your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
Thank you. Okay, people, we're right back again. You're listening to Blood River Radio. That's Blood River Radio. We're also very proud of this show. I think Jacob and Lee really touched my heart. I hope they touched your heart. I can tell you flat out, I have no reason to lie to you. I was 2 months before my 62nd birthday before I was became a Christian. I mean, it was a miraculous on-the-spot microsecond conversion. With that, we're waiting on Tamara Goodman to call in. Like an idiot, like at this, when you get old, you do idiot things. I guess even when you're young, you do idiot things. I gave her the wrong number, but we just text her the correct number to call in. So anyway, to kind of touch base on what Jacob was talking about, Lee, especially Jacob, about the evil. We have good and we have evil. One of the solutions I have, I guess you'd say a carnal solution. Although I'm a Christian, I've been called more to act in the carnal world to battle evil, if you might say, physically. And so the advice I would give my brethren, the first thing you have to do, I think, you have to admit that this government we have, this so-called government, is an illegitimate government. It's not even, I don't even consider it a government. It's criminal. They're a criminal cabal. I don't think they're any one bit better than Stalin's and Lenin's government they had in the Soviet Union. The government that murdered millions and millions of people, millions of Christians. Alexander Solzhenitsyn says, depends on who you talk to, 60 to 70 million people in Europe from the end of the second revolution, the second Russian, they called the Russian Revolution, was not Russian Revolution at all. It was a revolution. It was a capture of the Russians by the communists. But our government here, it's no different than that. It's no different from Mao Zedong. The same people that overthrew the government in the Soviet Union, in Russia, that converted them to the Soviet Union. Get this. They went to China. They're the ones that created the communist government in China. They backed Mao Zedong, along with our murderous State Department that was riddled with communists from the 1920s on to right now. Our State Department is just working. It's just a beehive full of like killer bees, of killer communists, stinking communists. They were on the side of Mao Zedong, and they drove out the general Chiang Kai-shek, who was supposed to be on our side. Okay, you know, and like they're a mafia. Our government is a mafia, people. They're the most violent, cruel, satanic people on the face of the earth. So I wouldn't tell you the solution, in the beginning of my rant, but I'm going to kind of go back a little bit. I'm going to tell you the solution. The first thing you have to do, like I said, you have to realize this government we live under is a criminal. It's a criminal government. And each and every one of you has to make a decision of what I'm getting ready to tell you. I personally have drawn a line in the sand. And to kind of quote my friend Rudy Davis, I've kind of built myself an Alamo situation. You know, I refuse to be arrested by these people. Because, I mean, why would you be arrested by an illegitimate government? What would be the difference between being arrested by the criminal FBI? The FBI that was in on blowing up Oklahoma City. It's well known. It's documented. The stinking, rotten, criminal, satanic FBI, they blew up Oklahoma City. They helped blow up the Twin Trade Centers. They murdered people at Waco. I mean, it just goes on and on and on. So, I mean, would you sit in your house? Would you be still and let the mafia, the Jewish, you know, anytime you hear the word Jewish mafia, Russian mafia, think Jewish mafia. The Russian mafia is really a Jewish mafia, just like it is here in the United States. Would you allow Would you allow Don Corleone of the mafia to come in and arrest you and say, oh, and Don Corleone, the mafia says, oh, you're under arrest. Hell no, that's not the way it works. That's not the way it works. But I'm going to, you know, I'm going to give you a few things that these people have done. You know, take like Julian Assange. He's been in the news lately a lot. And I consider Julian Assange a hero, along with Steve Stockman. These people I'm getting ready to tell you, talk about, those two, along with Congressman James Trafficot, Edward Joseph Snowden, Chelsea Manning, who used to be, I forgot what Chelsea Manning was before he had a sex change, but I mean, still did some good things. One of my all-time heroes is a guy by the name of Gary Webb. If you've been listening to this show long, you've probably heard me talk about Gary Webb. He was a investigative reporter with the San Diego, I believe the Mercury, the San Diego Mercury newspaper. He did a whole series of, you've heard me talk about this if you've been listening to me very long, a series of called A Dark Alliance. It took him 2 years. He did about a two-year investigation into, here we go again, the federal government, the FBI, but this time mainly the CIA. He found out that the CIA was delivering drugs all over the United States, but specifically into Los Angeles, California. They're the ones that created the Bloods and the Crips. They created the Bloods and the Crips to sell their stinking dope, just like General Motors. Lee Iacocca, when he was president of Chrysler, he didn't go around door-to-door selling cars. He had Chrysler dealerships. Ford, they have Ford dealerships. General Motors, on and on and on. Toyota, Nissan, however, just like that. Well, the CIA was like the General Motors of the drug dealers. The drugs, they manufactured the drugs. And the Bloods and the Crips and the little punks, they were like the dealerships. That's what they do, people. Just like Jacob said, they deal in filth, in death. They worship filth and death. They've created Hollywood. Let me tell you some other stuff they did. You know, one of the reasons they're after Assange so bad, they have created Julian Assange. The crime he committed is because his crime was exposing their stinking crimes. That's what he did. One of the crimes they really hate him for, he was responsible for. One of the ones responsible for him, along with Edward Joseph Snowden, I think probably was a head man to expose this thing. They had a little video that exposed the helicopter gunship massacre, the so-called collateral murder. What was it in Iraq? And I watched part of this video. They had an army, like a Black Hawks helicopter, armed with machine guns, and the helicopter pilot radios in the headquarters say, hey, these are civilians down here, man. We're flying over the civilians. What are we going to do? And the head guy back at headquarters, probably some stinking brigadier general, said, light them up. Well, so what the guys at the helicopter did, they mowed these innocent civilians down, man, men, women, and children. They exposed that. This is what your wonderful government does, the ones that we're supposed to obey. We're supposed to obey the law. Well, this is their law. They have massive, massive surveillance under the NSA, the National Security Association. They have zero oversight. Nobody. Now, well, folks, I'll continue my rant next week, and I'll tell you, you have no idea how I despise the so-called government. With that, people, we'll be right back, and we're gonna have Pastor Thomas Robb on. So hang on for your seats, folks. We'll be right back.
Hey, listen up. This is a deep state alert. Former Texas Congressman Steve Stockman, who moved to arrest Lois Lerner for contempt of Congress, has been imprisoned by the very office that Lerner led. You heard right. Stockman hit the Obama administration hard, and they hit back with the full force of the federal government. The guy who said he wanted Mark Levin as Speaker of the House was the first to threaten Obama's impeachment, exposed Hillary selling steel to the Iranians, and blocked both Obama's immigration and gun bills from even reaching the House. But Obama holdovers came after him in federal court with trumped up charges and have locked our guy up. Like many others, he was on Obama's hit list. Steve fought for us in Congress. Now we need to fight for him. Don't abandon this wounded hero on the battlefield. Let's help cover his massive legal costs. To chip in $5 or more, text the word FIGHT to 444-999. That's FIGHT, F-I-G-H-T, to 444-999, or go to defendapatriot.com. That's defendapatriot.com.
Blood River Radio is the only news media in the United States whose sole purpose of being is to fight against the ever-rising tide of global white genocide, both soft and hard genocide, whether it is in the form of ethnic cleansing via the current massive invasion of non-white, non-Christian hordes that are overwhelming the once all-white nations of Western Europe, the United Kingdom, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, and the United States, or via the hard genocide in South Africa, where the rape, murder, and torture of whites is an ongoing daily occurrence. Though we are a Christian brotherhood, we will cooperate with other groups in our operations if it will shorten our people's casualty list. We further pledge to you to leave the radio studio at every opportunity and take it to our churches, to our universities, and most importantly, we promise to occupy the streets. However, none of our mission can succeed without funding. Please help us all that you can and donate to our cause by going to www.bloodriverradio.com.
You know where the solution can be found, Mr. President? In churches, in wedding chapels, in maternity wards across the country and around the world. More babies will mean forward-looking adults, the sort we need to tackle long-term, large-scale problems. American babies in particular are likely going to be wealthier, better educated, and more conservation-minded than children raised in still industrializing countries. As economist Tyler Cowen recently wrote, quote, by having more children, you're making your nation more populous, thus boosting its capacity to solve climate change. The planet does not need for us to think globally and act locally so much as it needs us to think family and act personally. The solution to so many of our problems, at all times and in all places, is to fall in love, get married, and have some kids.
Being this is a 44 Magnum, the most powerful handgun in the world, and would blow your head clean off, you've got to ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, Bunk?
Well, people, I feel lucky tonight. We got some fantastic guests calling in from Harrison, Arkansas, the National Knights of the Ku Klux Klan, and we have a Miss Rachel Pendergast getting ready to come up right now. Sam tells me, how are you doing tonight, Rachel?
Why? Andrew put it up there.
Hey, Rachel, you there?
Yes, I sure am.
Okay, you must have not heard me. How are you doing tonight, young lady?
I'm doing fantastic. Now, am I on live right now?
You're on as live as you can get, young lady. You were on Blood All River right. Radio. You certainly are. And we were here. We're going to cover the conference up there that you're at.
Absolutely.
You can tell the people all about the conference where you are right now. Tell us about the conference. What is the name of the conference, the purpose of the conference, why those people are coming all those miles there, et cetera, et cetera. So take off at your own speed, girl.
Okay, absolutely. Well, first off, I'm standing up here on stage at the 2019 Faith and Freedom Conference, and everyone is looking at me and wondering what is going on. So I'm going to talk to you and them also for just a moment to let them know what's going on. I am on live with Eddie Miller. What's the name of the program again?
Blood River Radio.
Blood River Radio, that's right. So they are covering our conference. So if I'm going to hold the phone up, if everyone here can give a big shout out and applause to Red River Radio and Eddie Miller.
Well, tell them God bless them. They made my day. Yes, Blood River Radio, we've only been in existence since we came on our first show was back in October of last year. And we're hoping we can continue on. We're the only show that I know in the United States that's dedicated solely. And we're not saying we're God's gift, but we think we're pretty hot right now. We're here solely to defend against white global genocide, and we're specifically against our pet audience is the white people in South Africa that are being brutally raped, tortured every day as we speak. There's being white people brutally raped, brutally murdered, boiled alive in oil, boiled alive in water, chopped up and raped in front of their relatives. They're dying at a higher rate over there than the infantry soldier died in the height of the Vietnam War. That's what's going on. So that's why we started this radio program. And the reason we named it Blood River Radio is because of the river in South Africa, where the Boer trekkers, the Afrikaners, fought the Zulus in December of 1838, and they right. won. The less than 500 Boer trekkers defeated the force of like thousands and thousands. But that's what we're here for, and we're also global white genocide all over. Global, that means worldwide. So I'm going to shut up now. I'm really excited. Thank you so much for doing what you did. That really makes my day. So just continue on.
We appreciate you. We actually have some people here formerly from South Africa, and so the fact that your program is dedicated to exposing white genocide in South Africa and the terrible devastation against white people there, it's a cause that's very dear to our heart. I'm going to interrupt you, if you don't mind, for just one moment, because we have here the attendees at the conference. Thursday was Pastor Rob's birthday, 73rd birthday, and in a couple of days is his wife's 74th birthday. And so everyone here at the conference, we have just gathered with a big, beautiful cake, and we were all going to sing them happy birthday, and then we will continue on with your show if that is okay with you.
Please, please sing happy birthday. You are making this. This has turned out to be 10 times better than I thought it was going to turn out.
Okay, so, fantastic. Yeah, all right, so on the count of three, and if you guys come up here. All right, so we're going to sing happy birthday to them, and on Blood River Radio, happy birthday to you, happy birthday to you, happy birthday dear Pastor Paul Material, happy birthday. All right. Well, we do appreciate that, and we appreciate you, Mom and Dad, and thank you, everybody else, for hanging out just a little bit. I think Jason was getting ready to say before that we're going to be having dinner in just a few minutes, and then we'll be cutting the cake after, and we're going to continue with Blood River Radio, and like I said, we really appreciate your show and your program.
You know what? This is going 10 times, 100 times better than I thought it was going to go. Thank you, God. I've got tears. I've almost got tears in my eyes. I got chills up and down my spine. Let me tell you a brief story. I was supposed to be there along with my co-host, Lee Cochran, and possibly Jacob, maybe even Matt. But just a quick, we found out just Thursday that my wife, we were told the 12th of April that she had colon cancer. She was a cancer survivor.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah. 9 years ago, she had breast cancer. She survived that. Well, we had further tests Thursday, and they found out, oh, no, after letting us believe for almost 2 weeks she had colon cancer, we just ripped our lives apart. Found out, oh, no, by the way, we made a mistake. She does not have cancer. That we'd have been there because we were coming. But we would be broadcasting live from there. That's why we're not there. But
well,
you've made it.
You know, things happen, and, you know, we just appreciate what you're doing with the radio like I said, there's several people here from South Africa, and we were discussing those issues earlier in the conference, and just the devastation that those people are facing there, and what, you know, people here in the States don't understand is you know, we're going to be facing the same thing that those people are facing right now, and we need to change as a people. We need to start looking out for our white brothers and sisters.
So well spoken. You know, we've been trying to get that message out for so long, and getting back to Pastor, I'm not too far behind him. I'm 72, and tell Pastor that I'll expect him. I'm gonna start training him, and he can be like me. I've run 15 marathons since I was 65. I do it for St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. That's what us homophobe racists do. We raise money for children's hospitals. But anyway, back to you. Do you think I have exaggerated any in what I said about how bad it is in South Africa? Did I go overboard? Did I make a black?
No. If anything, it's worse than what you said. We've had excellent reports from Paul Fromm with the American Freedom Party from Canada, who did an expose a couple of years ago, traveled for a couple of months in South Africa just to get, you know, firsthand information from the people there themselves. Oftentimes we hear news reports and sometimes people say it's being overstated or exaggerated, but, you know, it's not. And then, you know, people from South Africa themselves, people who have either been able to immigrate here to the States or still have family there and so forth, it absolutely, unless you are a race traitor white who has sided with the multiracial government there and have sold out their own blood, the other people have it very, very difficult, and they are facing genocide.
You know, and in the end, you know, there's so many avenues I could go, because you've really opened up a Pandora's box of the avenues that we could go with this. But you're so right. We're talking about straight up race traitors. I've had them here in Raleigh, over on the outskirts of Memphis. I can't tell you how many so-called friends I lost. Thank God I lost them, because at least I found out before it hits the fan. But, you know, we'll never understand in 100 years how you can be a race traitor against your own people. I don't understand that. There's probably, probably a third of the population like that. You know, we also have a fellow on our radio program. We'll come back. Well, I'll just tell you briefly about Rich Hamblin, one of our brothers who went to South Africa, and about Simon Roach. So we'll be right back. I'm going to join you.
Okay.
People, hang on. We'll be right back to some Dynamite Radio tonight. Do not leave your seats. Do not go anywhere. Hang on for Blood River Radio.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
One person is in custody after a shooting at a synagogue in San Diego County, California, that left at least one person dead and three injured. Synagogue member Minu Anvari has a message for those who would hurt her.
One message from all of us, from our congregation, that we are standing together, we are getting stronger. Never again, you can't break us. We are strong. You can't break us. We all are together.
The shooting in Poway comes on the last day of Passover. Skipping the White House Correspondents' Dinner tonight for the third time, President Donald Trump will be at his own campaign rally in Wisconsin tonight. Melanie Zavona with Politico expects him to touch on several topics.
He's going to be talking about Mueller. He's going to be talking about Biden. I also think he's going to be talking about the media. He's really ramped up his attacks on the media. Of course, this rally comes at the same time as the White House Correspondents' Dinner. He ordered his officials not to attend, so I'm sure we will hear some jabs.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
It's amazing but true. When it comes to one of America's biggest household expenditures, healthcare, a lot of people think they've got no choice. People are used to thinking we have to do it this way, but they don't. Yes, you have the freedom to choose an alternative with your healthcare. It's MediShare, and it costs way less than the alternatives. The typical family saves $500 a month, not a year. A month. And if you're single, this can save you a lot too. And let's face it, a big reason MediShare is 400,000 people strong, it just works. They've shared over $3 billion in medical bills, so they can help share your needs too. Joining MediShare for so many people is one of those things that makes you say, why didn't I do this before? So yes, the time has come for something better. Look into joining MediShare and see why so many people are opting out of the old way and into the new. Why not look into this? Just call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. 855-90-PSALM.
The first organ delivered via drone was transplanted into a patient suffering from kidney failure at the University of Maryland Medical Center. Dr. Joseph Scalia, the surgeon who performed the operation, on the risks of delivering human organs in drones.
There are risks with transportation of even commercial and traditional aircraft as well. There will be some risks here too, but now we're just moving the organ, and we won't be losing provider lives, if there's risk to the drone itself.
He's been frustrated by the slow pace of commercial flights and the high cost of charters. California State University University's campus in Long Beach, ditching its longtime mascot amid accusations of racism and officially moving to pick either a new symbol or have no mascot. The university ditched its Prospector Pete character in September after criticism it was offensive to indigenous people. And the New York Times Opinion issued a statement regarding a political cartoon of President Trump and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu as his guide dog, with the star of David Koller leading the president, shown wearing a skull cap. The Times says the image was offensive and it was an error of judgment to publish it. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm just an old chunk of coal, but I'm gonna be a diamond someday. I'm gonna grow.
Well, people, the old chunk of coal is back. You're back live with Blood River Radio, and we are talking live with the conference, with the national conference in Harrison, Arkansas, with Pastor Thomas Robb. I had no idea it was his birthday. He didn't tell me anything about that. It was Pastor Thomas Robb's 73rd birthday. He's a year older than me, one of the few people I know older than me. But I was telling you before we went to the break, Ms. Pendergast, what would you say your first name was again? I'm sorry I didn't get that
Rachel.
First break.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oh, thank you very much, Rachel. I have a real close rapport. It's like I've known you all my life. We have a guy by the name of Rich Hamblin. He's a brother. He's one of our honorary co-hosts, I guess. He's always telling us what to do with the text messages. You know how people have these two people have their opinions. But we also, he went to South Africa back around the Christmas holidays, and he visited, you know, I'm sure y'all know Simon Roach. He was over there for 2 or 3 weeks, and he called in, him and Simon called in 2 or 3 times on our show. So we have a kindred, we have a kindred spirit that way. Y'all have people from South Africa too. But, I tell you what, it's just to go back, this is going so well. I didn't know it was going to be go this well with your conference. I really appreciate y'all singing happy birthday and everybody hollering out to us. That really makes my day. But continue on. I don't want to run. After all, we have guests on to speak. We don't have guests on for the host to speak. So go ahead, Rachel.
We've been having a fantastic time here, and, A lot of great people from all across the country, and a lot of great information. And sometimes I hear people say, it's one more conference. But you know, when we live in a society that has robbed us of our heroes and our connection to the past, you need moments of refreshment to be able to speak with like-minded people and kind of renew and refresh your spirits in this fight that we're in. So we've been very grateful for this period, and like you mentioned before, the conference is here just outside of Harrison, Arkansas. We've got about 100 acres here, and nice conference center, the nice party offices here, and then we had a wonderful celebration or dedication of the second phase of the Christian Research and Revival Center. And if you don't mind, because I know you're, you don't want to just hear me the whole time, I'm going to let my brother, Jason Robb, who is an attorney here in Harrison and has been active in this cause. Well, we've all been active in this cause. Our mom and dad raised us in this movement, and we've traveled extensively and have made a lot of friends with, different speakers and, David Duke and Don Black and different ones throughout the years. Jason is, like I said, is an attorney here in the area and does a lot of legal work for the Knights. And then is, most recently has been issuing statements to different police agencies about the right of white nationalists to distribute literature, which is a very, very important aspect, I think, because so many times what we call tiny town tyrants try to enforce this idea that white patriots cannot pass out literature, and sometimes police officers that don't know better, and there's a lot of good police officers out there who are, dealing with the dregs of society, like they're in Memphis. I know there's a lot of people from the Memphis area that have moved up here recently, a few that's had backgrounds in law enforcement, and they get sick and tired of the situation our people are in also. But Jason's very active in trying to network and let these law enforcement agencies know what our rights are. But I'm going to let him talk to you a little bit about the dedication of the Christian Research and Development Center, because it's a project that's very close to our heart, and then we'll kind of try to get some different people here on the radio with you, so you kind of get a good, well-rounded representation of attendees at this conference. Okay.
That's exactly. You couldn't lay down any better. You know what? You're so eloquent. God, it's just a godsend to have you on tonight, Rachel.
Jason Robb, okay?
Thank you so much.
Hello.
Hello there, Mr. Jason. Your sister is very eloquent. I know she said you're an attorney. I hope you're as eloquent as your sister. Is she older or younger than you?
I will try my best.
Well, I'll tell you what. She did a fabulous job. You know, I've just got chills, Jason, when y'all shouted out, you know, in the beginning, and then when you sung Happy Birthday. My Lord, it just touched my heart. It really did. The Holy Spirit's working through you and your people up there, Jason. I guarantee you.
I believe so. We here at the Christian Revival Center and the Nice Party, that's one of the things that we, especially my dad, I mean, he has really has set the groundwork for this organization, the ministry, and his two main principles is loving your God and loving our people. And those are the two main tenets that he has stressed all our life as growing up, is that we have a right to love our Christian faith, and we also have a right to love our people, our white people. And we shouldn't be feel bad about that. We shouldn't be called haters and bigots simply because we want to preserve our unique culture and race.
Well, that makes you a hater right there, according to new. Like, I know I'm preaching to the preacher, Jason, but the very fact that you're white, and the very fact that you do not hate yourself for being white, and the very fact that you do not hate your parent, that your father and mother, because they're white, and you're supposed to absolutely despise your ancestor, because after all, you know, every white person in the United States was slave owners, and we're all just haters, and you know, we should be burned alive, except that they want our money. But
right.
I'm cutting in on you too much there, Jace, but you're doing a marvelous job, fella. Continue on.
Absolutely. Well, you know, I guess one of the things at this conference that we were really excited about is the Christian Revival Research and Development Center. And this is a project that we have been working on for the last several years. It's something that my mom and dad specifically has had a vision for the last 30 years. To create an atmosphere up here in the Ozarks with a center where like-minded individuals can come here and be able to fellowship and be able to just have that renewed spirit. So when they go back to their communities, wherever they come from, that they can continue to spread this wonderful message of white Christian revival. And the second phase that we dedicated today, really what it is, it encompasses... It's a nice building. It's a two-story building, and it includes, and we don't have the inside of it done. That's the third phase. So the second phase we've completed, which is the outside. But the center is going to have classrooms. It's going to have a museum, a library. A museum will contain artifacts of those that have been involved in racial politics and the movement. In general, we'll have artifacts from individual leaders and people made from different groups where students, teenagers and early college students can come here and be trained and be able to really connect to our past. And so that when they go back to the communities, they can be properly trained, witness to our people, and be people of influence in their communities. And so this is a project that we have been working on, like I said, for several years. And we had really a tremendous turnout today. And the dedication was great. And everyone's really excited about the accomplishment that's happening here. Because so often, you know, when we're involved in racial politics, we see so much negativity. And you know, we stress positive. We stress that God is in control. And that each one of us are people that can be a witness to this holy cause that we're involved in.
Man, I tell you what, you're killing it. I think you're up there even with Rachel now. But you know, you're doing a marvelous job. That's fantastic. I'm got chills up and down my spine. Before I ask you some technical questions, how much money do y'all need now, Jason, to finish the project? Do you have any a rough idea how much money it would take to finish up the entire project y'all are trying to do?
Yeah, I mean, realistically, to finish the inside is going to be roughly between $80,000 and $90,000. The building itself, the outside of it, with the clearing of the property and the building itself, it took around $100,000 to complete what we have done so far. And so the inside of it will be roughly between $80,000 and $90,000. And like I said, it's a two-story building, and it's a modern building, a classroom, a library, a video room.
Jason, we'll hear the music. We've got to go to a break. We have to pay bills to our Jewish brethren, bankers, etc., to keep going. But we'll be right back after this break, people. We'll be right back, Jason. Hold that thought, brother.
Have we realized the assault against our lives, our liberties, our faith? To defeat this assault, Christians and all people of goodwill should have strategies to prevail in our faith and principles, which are simple. No need for a complex formula. One goal, one aim. A strategy like the heroic Christians of the past. We win, they lose. Nothing less. Big Q, Little Q, The Calm Before the Storm, by a friend of Medjugorje. The Strategy of Heaven Revealed. Big Q, Little Q, The Calm Before the Storm, available on Amazon.com or by calling Caritas in the U.S. at 205-672-2000.
I'd advise Mr. Trump to stop whining and go try to make his case to get votes.
The press has created a rigged system. They even want to try and rig the election.
Well, I tell you what, it helps in Ohio that we got Democrats in charge of the machines.
And poisoned the mind of so many of our voters.
At the polling booths, where so many cities are corrupt and voter fraud is all too common. And then they say, oh, there's no voter fraud in our country.
I come from Chicago. So I want to be honest. It's not as if it's just Republicans who have monkeyed around with elections in the past. Sometimes Democrats have too. You know, whenever people are in power, they have this tendency to try to, you know, tilt things in their direction.
There's no way.
You start whining before the game's even over. Whenever things are going badly for you and you lose, you start blaming somebody else. And you don't have what it takes to be in this job.
Hi, I'm Patty, wife of former Congressman Steve Stockman. In Congress, Steve sought impeachment of Eric Holder for his corruption of the Justice Department and his fast and furious gun running that caused border agent Brian Talley's death. Steve called for arrest of Lois Lerner for her contempt of Congress as it investigated her targeting of conservative nonprofit groups. After 4 years, four grand juries, and millions of tax dollars, Steve Stockman is in prison. His case involved four checks to nonprofits. DOJ has one standard for Hillary Clinton, but another for folks like President Trump and my husband. We've spent all our savings, all Steve's retirement, and much of mine. Steve Stockman has fought for you and America. Won't you join me now to fight for Steve? To help, text FIGHT to 444-999. Text FIGHT to 444-999 or go to defendapatriot.com. DefendAPatriot.com.
I want to dedicate this song to Mr. Rupert Murdoch.
We're back with Blood River Radio. We are being syndicated by Liberty News Radio, the one and only Sam Bushman. God bless him. Without Sam Bushman, people, just like you, so you know, without Sam Bushman, without Liberty, there would be no Liberty News Radio. Without Liberty News Radio, there would be no Blood River Radio. We're trying to quote Sam, who I 100% agree with. This is a holy crusade we're involved in. This is a holy, it's a holy calling. We make no money out of this. God knows we've mortgaged our future to get this radio show, and we're not begging. We're not asking for anything. I'm just telling you, we do this because we love our people. We do this because we're called by God. You know, we're good Christian people, and each and one of us Christians are called to do a different job. You know, some people are shoemakers, some people are, you know, make hats, some people are doctors, lawyers, Indian chiefs. We all do our little thing in for the greater glory of God. That's why we're doing this. So if you will, please send your thanks. Thank Sam Bushman. If you can, go to the Liberty News Radio. Thank him for allowing Blood River Radio in the reprobate. Some people think I'm a reprobate, probably Eddie Miller for being on the air. Now, with that, I'm going to go back to Jacob. Jacob, how can we get these people, if they want to donate to help you with your building fund, how can they donate that to Jacob?
Well, sure. What they can do is our address. Some people actually do still use the mail, but they can, any type of donation would be very much appreciative. They can just make it out to the Christian Revival Center. It's P.O. Box 602, Harrison, Arkansas, 72601. Or they can go to ChristianRevivalCenter.net. That's ChristianRevivalCenter.net. And that's the website, obviously, for the center here. And they can get more information. There's an email address if they want to correspond to us as well. And so, yeah, any sizable donation, it's $20, $50. Some people are successful in life, and they can contribute a little bit more. We would appreciate that. But it's a group effort, and a lot of people, financial backers, have gotten behind this important project because this project really is for the future of our children. We don't know how long this battle is going to be going on, but we do know that our children, they're 5, 10, 15 years old, they're going to be getting older, and they're going to be continuing the struggle that we're involved in. And so this project is really for them and their future.
You know, Jacob, you're very well spoken. Like I was telling your sister Rachel earlier, there's 100 questions I could ask. I'm going to try to zero them down with a laser to get to the most significant questions I could ask. This may be kind of off the wall. The Great Commission in Scripture says, you know, that Jesus, one of his last commandments, I believe, was, you know, go forth to all the earth and preach the gospel. In your opinion, as far as, I know you're there in Harrison, Arkansas, do you think, Jason, do you think that the cities are lost, the major cities in the United States are? Do you think they're lost to us? Do you think they're lost to Christianity, that they're lost to the white race? Have they given up on their own race?
Well, I don't know if it's obviously these major cities, if it's been lost. You have to look at the demographics, and the demographics is white people generally are moving out of these major cities. They're moving into the rural areas, and majority of white people, I believe, still hold to the truth of loving their people and loving Christianity. They may not really understand it. There was a poll recently, well-known poll. I forgot who did it, but maybe national news, where 57% of the American people said that they do not even identify with what America is becoming. And if you break that down to racial lines, I should say, probably a good 75% of white people out there don't really relate to what America is becoming, because America has drastically shifted from what we know as traditional America, where it was a white Christian country, a Western country, and it has drastically shifted. And white people in generally understand that. They see it. And so I believe that white people in generally still have that inherent instinct to love their people and love Christianity. But I think what you're going to see in the long term is as the United States become more and more non-white, and white people become minorities, and you start seeing them flooding to your rural areas, the heartland of America, white people in general are starting to have to make a decision. They're starting to have to decide, Are they going to stand up for their race and their people, or are they going to accept multiculturalism? And I think for the most part, white people are not wanting to accept multiculturalism. They may say that, you know, in public, but privately, they still cling to traditional America, traditional Christianity. And so I think that when we read the Bible, we understand that we are those same people in the Bible. And that, you know, sometimes when people talk about the Great Commission, we look at it as the commission to our people. And that's what we are interested in, and spreading this great message to our people. And we are unique. We have a great culture and heritage, and we want to preserve it. And we simply want to exist. There's nothing evil to wanting to maintain your racial bloodline and our culture and heritage. There's nothing evil with that whatsoever.
So excellent, excellently well stated. You know, what's the way the world is so upside down now, and I see it every day in the guru part, Haight-Ashbury part of Memphis. There's some of these people still living back in the 60s. So many of our young people, Jason, they actually hate themselves. They hate people. They especially hate old people like me and your dad. Right. I can't tell you how many of them have referred to me as being a toxic. I just heard the term toxic probably a year ago. I was called a toxic old white male, and they didn't have to worry because I wouldn't be around much longer. But, you know, it's very interesting the way I love the way you said you take the Great Commission to your people, our people. You know, too many pastors, too many people do not see it that way. You know, too many people, they think it's like they think if they don't pander to the blacks, if they don't, you know, show favoritism to their to the blacks or other races, that they're some kind of evil. You see that more in Memphis, Jason. I don't know if you see it. You probably don't see it there at all. Every day you see more and more race mixing. And I'll tell you what drives me crazy. You see these white people, they will not have children. They'll have these lap dogs. They herd them like sheep downtown. And when you do see them with children, if they don't have a mulatto, they adopt these blacks. But, you know, that's what goes. Well, I'll tell you what, you have really, really fired me up tonight, Jason. Man, what a well-spoken, gentle man. There's not an ounce of hate in you.
Right.
You know.
Well, it's simply that, you know, we love our people, you know, and the enemy, that those that want to destroy us and destroy our culture don't want our people to simply love our own people. It has nothing to do about hating other races, other cultures. It's about loving our people, wanting to preserve it, and it comes simply down to that. We have a right to preserve our culture and our racial bloodlines, and we shouldn't be able to be feel guilty about that. We should be able to pass that on to our next generation. Now, I know you've been you have other people you're wanting to talk to here. That's been
we have about. I'm sorry, we have about 2.5 minutes.
Okay.
Could you get somebody from South Africa on? And if you have time to get somebody from South Africa on, that'd be great. If you don't, I would just put another question to you. I'll leave that up to you. Is there anybody near the microphone from South Africa?
Do we have anyone from South Africa? We do. We're going to see if he's here or if he's stepped out.
Send somebody if he can't. Yeah. Hey, listen, we're about out of time, Jacob. I think I'll just ask you a final question.
Sure.
And if they come in, if they get to the microphone in time, that'd be great. Who is behind the drive against our people? And, and would you say that it's Satan driving, his children? The sons of Satan?
Yeah. I would say, there's the great battle between Satan and God and his children, and the influence, and you know you have a great amount of Jewish supremacists who are naturally are against Christianity, and they're behind that, and unfortunately Christians are not wanting to step up and counteract that. But yes, I believe it's the children of Satan, the influence, those that that the Jewish members belong to, the tribe, if you want to call it, and And those are the ones that are trying to corrupt our Christian way of life and our Christian faith.
You know, Jacob, very well spoken. We've just got a few seconds. I'll just chime in on what you said because we're about to run out of time. You can tell, like there's an old adage that says you can tell when you're over the target because you're catching the flak. And vice versa, you can tell who the people, the flak in our case, you can tell who Satan hates because you can tell who's attacking and he's attacking us. God bless you, Jacob. God bless Rachel. God bless your parents. God bless everybody up there. Thank you so much for coming on our radio show. So we've run completely out of time. People, thank you so much for tuning in to Blood River Radio tonight. And if you will, please send a donation into Sam of Liberty News Radio for having us on tonight. God bless him. God bless you all. Thank you so much for tuning in. Next week, it will be business as usual. We finished our Easter programs, folks, forever. Thank you so much for tuning into that. Good night, everybody. On behalf of me and all my co-hosts, thank you so much, and God bless you.